Alaska Real Estate Headlines. Municipality of Anchorage Residential Building Page for AK Permits and Inspections. The Municipality of Anchorage hosts an official Anchorage Development Services page focused on residential building permits and inspections. For real estate professionals in AK, this municipal page is the point of reference for official Anchorage residential permitting and inspection information before advising buyers, sellers, or builders. Bookmark and use this page as the first checkpoint for any Anchorage residential building permit or inspection questions. Alaska Real Estate Headlines. Alaska Property Records Search. Owners, deeds, and permits in one AK source. Alaska Property Checker's Alaska Property Records Search page lets AK real estate professionals find owner information, permits, purchase history, and deed, tax, loan, and lien records in one place. For AK professionals, centralized property record access can speed up due diligence and improve confidence in listing, valuation, and transaction workflows. Use https://alaska.propertychecker.com to run property checks before advising clients or advancing AK deals. Alaska Real Estate Headlines. Netter Online Anchorage Public Records, AK Property Research Portal. Netter Online provides an Anchorage Public Records page for Alaska, including Anchorage records search, property tax access, and assessor-oriented information. This centralized source helps AK real estate professionals streamline due diligence by pulling local property records and tax context directly from an Anchorage-specific public records portal. Use the Netter Online Anchorage page during client intake, pricing, or transaction prep to verify property record details quickly. Alaska Real Estate Headlines. Alaska Realtor Commission Fees. 2026 survey finds 5.51% average. A February 2026 survey of Alaska real estate agents reported an average realtor commission rate of 5.51%, which is below the national average of 5.70%. This gives Alaska real estate professionals a current benchmark for setting and discussing commission expectations in a competitive market. Use the 5.51% AK benchmark from this survey when comparing fee structures and pricing strategies this year. Alaska Real Estate Headlines. Alaska Property Records on staterecords.org. Staterecords.org provides an Alaska property search to access public property records, including property tax records, ownership records such as deeds, and property lines maps. This gives AK real estate professionals a centralized source for ownership and tax details that can support listing prep, valuation, and transaction due diligence. Use the Alaska property search to review property tax, deed, and boundary records before advising clients at https://alaska.staterecords.org/Alaska Real Estate Updates. Anchorage Real Estate Commission 2026 survey shows 5.51%. A February 2026 local survey reported that Anchorage's average real estate commission is 5.51%, below the national average of 5.70%. For AK professionals, this gives a current benchmark for Anchorage fee expectations and helps structure competitive listing and buyer agent conversations. Use the 5.51% figure as your Anchorage pricing reference when discussing commission structures with clients. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, a dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners, regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some AK jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule, the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after,